Once again, for media members on the line, if you have questions for any of our coaches this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen. Good morning, Coach Cohen.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. Certainly a great week for your squad, back-to-back road wins, which are never easy to get. You win 70-67 in a nail-biter up at Delaware, and then 77-62 over Towson on Saturday. Just give me your view on those two victories last week.
Sure. Well, you know, we had a difficult contest against Delaware. I think Martin Inglesby's done an outstanding job with that group, you know, battling through some adversity and some injuries, and he's got them competing at a really, really high level. And we got fortunate down there to come out with a victory. You know, I think Ryan Allen is playing at a really high level, and you know, I think odds on favorite to be Rookie of the Year. And you know, I think they've done a really nice job, you know, staying in games, controlling tempo, and being true to their identity. You know, and then we went down to Towson, and we had a good game against them. I think, you know, Pat's group is, as always, you know, a physical bunch and a team that's built around defense and rebounding. You know, we were able to make some shots, you know, get a little bit of separation and finish the game off at the free throw line. But, you know, anytime you can win on the road in this league, you feel very, very fortunate. You know, I think we've got six road wins now in the league, and you know, I think you know, we're kind of looking to build on that this week.
Yeah, it's amazing. 6-2 on the road, which is the best of any team in the league. And you have a group that's not, while you've got some guys that have some experience, it's not an overly veteran team. What's been the key to success on the road?
Yeah, I think it's been balance. You know, I think we have guys up and down the lineup that can contribute in different ways, and they're able to do that. You know, we're getting good guard play. I think Bolden Brace is kind of a different player for us and gives us a little bit of different dimension, and we can slide him up and down the lineup. I think our, you know, center position is playing fairly well and consistently as a group. You know, we have three guys up there and rotate them in and out, and they're all producing at various times. So I think just not relying on one or two guys is the key to winning on the road, and really having some balance in there.
I've got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Catherine.
Thank you. We have a question from Kevin Tresolini with DelawareOnline.com.
Hey, Bill, I just wanted to ask you what makes Ryan Allen difficult to defend. I mean, obviously Delaware's kind of depleted in their backcourt with Daly being out and Kevin Anderson being out. So, you know, so Ryan Allen is kind of going to kind of be the guy who gets the ball. But what makes him difficult to defend, even though it's kind of apparent he's going to get the ball a lot for the Blue Heads?
Sure. Well, you know, he's got tremendous range. He's got a really, really quick release and a high release. So you really, it's difficult to get into his airspace. And he's got, you know, a great 1-2 dribble pull-up move and a good mid-range game. So, you know, when you combine that all in one package, you know, it makes him a difficult guard. And I think he knows he has to score, so, you know, his confidence is at a really, really high level. You know, he's searching for those opportunities, and it's really been remarkable to watch him and compete against him, because I think he's doing it very efficiently. You know, and you know, I think he's going to be a terrific player, you know, throughout his career.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Bill, you touched on the effectiveness of your defense. You guys, especially from three-point range, have really locked people down. You're up to 13th in the nation, allowing only 30% shooting for three. And in a year like this in the CA, where you got so many teams shooting the three ball, what have you guys been able to do to shut people down? Has it become an emphasis for your team?
Yeah, I mean, we tried to emphasize it, you know, throughout our preseason. You know, in this league, you know, there are some outstanding shooting teams, and if you let guys have open shots and get open shots, you know, there are a lot of guys that can make them. Most teams have three and some four and five that they can put five shooters out there at a time. So, you know, it's been a big emphasis on our end. You know, at times we do it effectively, you know, just working on our contests and, you know, trying to get the guys and get the shooters and make sure we get up and keep a hand above the ball and you know, the best we can to make teams miss. But obviously it's a big part of college basketball. It's something that you're going to have to deal with. And so we've tried to make it an emphasis on our defensive fundamentals.
You've talked about the amazing balance that you've had from your team. We've talked about the calls of how good your bench is and how guys have accepted their roles. And one of the guys we haven't talked a lot about is Devon Begley, who was a starter for most of last year and is coming off the bench. And he certainly gave you a big lift in the Towson game, 14 points and 8 rebounds. Just talk about the year he's had and the, you know, sort of the different role he's had to play this season.
Yeah, Devon's a tremendous kid. He's our lone senior this year, so you know sometimes we lean on him a little bit too much to provide the urgency to the younger guys. But you know he's a guy that you know first and foremost wants to win and wants to contribute. Like you said, he was in a starter's role last year and even at the beginning of this year. But we thought we could use his experience best, you know, coming off of the bench and studying us, and he's responded to that. You know, I think he had 8 rebounds in that game, and that was a big emphasis going at the Towson, make sure that we rebound the ball, and he took it to heart and, you know, put it on his agenda to make sure that he did it personally and led by example and said, hey, I got to rebound the ball. And so, you know, I think, you know, at this time of year, you're getting down to, you know, a finite number of games in your career. You have that senior urgency kick in, and you know, that's what's happening for Devon. He's dialed in, he's focused, and, you know, he wants to do anything he can possibly do to help this team win.
Your team starts a 3-game homestand this week against Drexel and William and Mary, and you had quite the finish at Drexel, a tough 68-67 loss where they made a run right at the end. Just talk about what your team will need to do differently and the challenges of stopping Drexel and especially Tremaine Isbell.
Yeah, Drexel is quietly playing as well as anybody in conference. You know, they're a hard team to guard. They got multiple guards that can get into the lane and cause problems, either scoring or getting to the foul line. So you know, we got to do a better job at keeping them out of the lane, keeping them off the backboard, and taking care of the ball on our end. We got careless down there, you know, in terms of handling the ball and you know, mishandled a lot of possessions on the offensive end, and we just got to be, you know, super solid because, you know, they're a challenge at multiple positions for us.
All right, Bill, thanks as always for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
All right.